Parak Gimel Mishnah Vav. A mevi get mimdinas hayam v'chala. A shliach who is bringing a get from overseas, meaning outside of Eretz Yisrael, v'chala, and he gets sick. So outside of Eretz Yisrael, there is a requirement for the shliach to say b'fanei nechtav v'fanei nechtam that this get was written and signed in my presence. So if he gets sick and he's not able to fulfill his shlichus, what should he do? So Osa Bezdin Umshalcho. Bezdin makes another shliach and sends the second shliach in his place. But the first shliach, Va'omer Lefneim, he says in front of Bezdin, B'fanei Nechta, B'fanei Nechtam. He tells Bezdin that this get was written and signed in my presence. Ve'ein shliach ha'achron tzarech sheyomer B'fanei Nechta, B'fanei Nechtam. So if he does this, so then the second shliach is not required to say b'fanei nechta b'fanei nechtam, because he did not see the get being written and signed. Ela omer shliach bezdin, and it is enough for him to say that I am a messenger of bezdin, and bezdin has already validated the get from the first shliach. Mishnah Zayin. Hamal v'mos es hakohen, es alevi ves ha'ani lios mafresh aleim mechalkam. One who lends money to a Kohen and makes an agreement with him that instead of the Kohen paying him back directly, when this person separates his Truma, the Truma will be as if it's given to the Kohen. So the Truma belongs to the Kohen. And now instead of him giving the Truma to the Kohen, he will now sell the Truma to someone else, and the money that he receives will be as if it's payment, a repayment of the loan. So if someone does this to a Kohen, a Levi, or an Ani for a Truma, a Maisa, or a Umas, or Sheini, so Mafish Aleihem Becheska Shein Kayamim. One can separate the Truma or the Maisa, assuming that these people are still alive, and therefore the Truma and the Maisa are still valid. Ve'eno Choshesh Shem Ameis HaKohen, or a Levi, or HaAsher HaAni. And he does not have to suspect that the Kohen or the Levi died, or that the Ani became rich and therefore is no longer able to accept the Meiser Ani. But Mesu, if they did die, so then Sarach Lito Rishus Min HaYarshim. Then he is required to get permission from the Yarshim in order to continue with this deal, because the Yarshim can say, we would rather pay back the loan with our own money and we would take the Truma for ourselves. But if he lent this money in front of Bezdin, so then he's not required to take permission for the Yarshim, because then the reason for this is that Bezdin made this agreement so that people will not hold back from lending money. So they know that if they do it in front of Bezdin and the person dies, they don't have to ask permission and they can continue with this deal.